Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin in Meseches Gittin. I learned Meseches Gittin daf Ayin B'Iyun when I was a bachur in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan with Reb Ranshpigel, may he have refuah shleima. I assure you, we did not learn daf Ayin Amud Aleph. That is, our daf is going to continue with different remedies and sicknesses in the time of Chazal. We'll discuss HaKazaz Dam. We did learn daf Ayin Amud Beis. I think we switched what's called the second semester. We learned the daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, the sixth perek HaOmer Iskabel, in what's called the first semester. And then we learned the seventh perek during the second semester, and what we did, our first shiurim were the machlokis of someone who is sick and instructs his wife to get a get before he had gotten sick. We're going to have the discussion of the Mishnah, that of course we had in the beginning of the perek, with a machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and that's going to be a big focus of Amud Beis. But first, we have to continue with the Gagadita. We're going to pick up four lines from the top. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel taught, Hayman de mochi le baluchne de farsai. One who is smitten by a Persian spear, Michaye lo chaye, will certainly not live. Adahachi vahachi. But meanwhile, before he dies, Nisfu le bisra shmeina agumre vichamre chaye. He should be fed fat meat, roasted on coals, and with undiluted wine. Efshir de chaye purta. That will help, that will cause him to live a little bit longer, and maybe instruct his home for things that are necessary to do for his final Yerusha. Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven, Hayman Devola Zibura, someone who swallows a hornet, Michi Lo Chaya, also will not live, but Adahachi Vachi, in the meantime, what you should give him, Nashke Reviyasa Dechala Shamgaz, he should be given to drink a Reviyas of a strong vinegar, Efshe Dechaya Purta, this will perhaps let him live a little longer and be able to instruct his household afterwards. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Achol besar shor bilefes. One who eats beef with turnips. Vilon balavona vilele yudalid o tezva b'tkufas tamos. And he dwells under the moon on the 14th or 15th night during the summer months. Tkufas Tamuz means the summer months any night. Ochzarta Echili. He could be grabbed by the disease called Achilu. The Gemara will explore what exactly is that disease. Tana, it was taught a brice of Amalek, semi called over, one who fills his stomach with anything. In other words, here it means called over, better than anything translation. I see here the art scroll translates anything. Better than anything is everything. He eats everything. Overeats, Achaste Achilu, he will get this disease called Achilu. Amar Papa Achilu Mitamri. Even if someone eats just dates, Pshita, says Mar, says if you overfill with dates, it's Pasha. Why would that be any different? Salkadaita Chamina Hol Vamar Mar. Since there was a teaching, Tamra, Masbonu Mashachnu Mashashun Ashun Velom Mefankon, that dates have a lot of positive qualities. Masbon means it satiates, Mashachnu means it makes warm, Mashashun loosens the bowels. Ma'ashran means that provides energy, and they do not spoil. Aim alo. Maybe it doesn't provide, create achilu. Kamash malon. The chiddush is that it does. Ma'ay achilu amar belazar eishal atzamos. It's fire of the bones. Ma'ay eishal atzamos amar abaye eish garmi. It's not clear what Abaye is answering when he says bone fire. Ma'ay achilu eish shel atzamos. Ma'ay asuse. What is its remedy? What should you do for this eish garmi? Amar Abaye Amar Li, my mother told me. Again, some learn that Aim isn't necessarily the mother of Abaye, but rather his nurse when he was a child. Kula Shakina Tlasa Vishiva Usresa. All other medical beverages are taken for either 3, 7, or 12 days. Vahai Adamise, but this one is taken continuously until he's cured. In other words, you need to take whatever medicinal beverages work constantly. Kula shekinu alibre kana. All other medicine beverages are taken on empty stomach. Vahai, but this one basa dachov v'shasi v'ala beisikisem unafik umashi yade. After he's eaten, drank, gone to the bathroom and washed his hands, that's when he takes the medicine. Maisle buna de shisisa de talchik. he is to be brought a fistful of lentil porridge, uvuna dechamra tikan, a fistful of aged wine, v'negbelinu bahadi adodi v'nechon. They're mixed together, and he eats the mixture. V'nechruch bizdine v'negini. Then he wraps himself in blankets and goes to sleep until he gets sweaty. V'leka dinuk me adekoy minashe. And nobody's to wake him until he wakes up on his own. V'chikoy lishkala esnimine. You should take the blankets off immediately. V'loi hadri lavein. If you don't take it off immediately, the sickness might continue or return. This is Gilui Elio, that Elio appeared to Rabbi Nassan. Echol shlish v'shtei shlish v'anach shlish. Eat one third of your stomach's capacity. My wife, may she be well, is a nutritionist, and she tells this to people all the time. Eat one third of your capacity, of your stomach's capacity. Drink one third of the stomach capacity and leave a third. And this way, if you get angry after a meal, you will be filled to capacity. Anger causes the stomach to make a person's stomach feel full. So the suggestion being that some space should be left over, that if the person reaches kas, that the stomach will not be too heavy already with food. Tani Rabbi Chiya Tadarotza Shalo Yavali De Chole Maim. If a person does not want to come to sickness of the bowels, he rogel betibul. He should eat a lot of vinegar or bread that's dipped in wine. Kayitz v'chorif, both in the summer and winter. Su'uda scha shanascha mimenu, mishoch yadcha mimenu. And a meal that you particularly enjoy, don't you fill your stomach up with it? So it's a continuation of this idea that Elio Hanavi had said to Rabbi Nassan, and don't hold yourself in if you have to go to the bathroom. That's also the Isser of Baal Tishaktsu, as described in Gemara Makis Tezayin on the base. Amar Mar Ukva, Haiman Deshasi Tilya Chavirya. Someone who drinks white wine that is bad, Oxata Vitek, he will become weak. Amar of Chizda, Shita Mine Chamrav, there are 60 different types of wine. Me'alya Dechula Sumka Rechasana, and the best of them is red that has a good smell. Gura Dechula Tila Chavira, and the worst is a bad white wine. So you see, Chazal seem to have preferred red wine over white wine. Amar of Yehuda, Haiman Diyosef Bitzafra Nisan Gabe Nura, someone who's sitting in the morning during the days of Nisan next to fire, v'shayif mishcha v'nafik v'yasim mishimsha, and he anoints himself with oil, and he sits opposite then the sun, oksakta v'iktek, that will also cause him to get sick. Tan Rabban, hikiz dam, if a person let blood, v'shimesh mitasa, and he then has relations, havila banu v'tnikin, he will have weak children. Hikizu shneim v'shimshu, if they both let blood, not only the husband, but the wife as well, havi lebanim bale rasam, then they will have children that are extremely weak, and they will be like bale rasam, that they will be suffer from parasites. Amar of Papa Lo Amarin Eldalotan Midi, that only applies to someone who didn't drink something before Tashmish. Aval Tan Midi Less lambat, but if he tasted something for tashmish, then he doesn't have to worry. Amar Rabba Bar Huna, bab min aderech v'shimesh mitaso havilam banim vitkin. If he has relations after being on the road for a long trip, then also he'll have weak children. Tana Rabban habami beis hakisi al yishamish mitaso hachiyish hashir chatzi mil. A person should have relations after using the bathroom for the amount of time it takes to go for a meal. Because the demon of the Beis Hakise goes with him for the period of a half a mil. We know that Chazal say that the period it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil varies between 12 minutes and 20 minutes. And if he does have relations, then he will have children who will tend to fall. Nichpim is that they will fall over. Tanu Rabbanan, Shamash Mitaso Me'umen Ochasata Avis. If he has relations when he's standing, some translate, it's not so clear what Avis means, some translate some type of anxiety. Miyushev Ochasta Delaria. If he's sitting, so then he will suffer from a stended belly. In other words,
a protruding stomach the child would have. He milmala v'hu milmata. If she's above and he's above, according to Chazal, it's supposed to be done the opposite. Relations are supposed to be had with the man on top and the woman below. So then he'll also have this nefichas batan. Mai delaria. What is a refua, if there is such a case, delaria? Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, sam delaria hi dardada. Dardara. The medicine of delaria is called dardara. Umay dardara, am Rabbi Marika dechochi. Something that's made out of thorns. Rav Papa olives uvalalei. He chewed and he swallowed this refua. Rav Papa olives vishadalei. He chewed it and spit it out. Whoever, according to, has relations without having koach, Rashi learns, leite tlas kefizi, he should bring three utensils, each one of them holding three lugin, kurtame dechuchi, vinidukinu vinishkalinu bechamra vinishte, he should mix some type of mixture, it's not clear to me what exactly this mixture is, and drink it. Rabbi Yochanan said it returned him to youthfulness that he once again had koach for derech eretz. Three things weaken a person: pachad, fear; derech, coming from the way; vavon, and avera. Pachad, the pasuk in Dilum says, "Libi sicharchar azavani kochi." My heart trembled and I lost strength. Derech tachsiv. On the way, I lost strength. All of these psukim coming from Tehillim. The Gemara now speaks about another three harmful things, which the Gemara is going to introduce also as weakening a person. But here the Gemara uses a lashon shlosh dvar matizin gufa shel adam. There are three things that tear down the body of a person. Previously, we learned what weakens the strength of a person, which are things that essentially are emotional and spiritual that cause a person to no longer be strong. And strength is as much emotional as physical. These things are going to wear down the body. What are the three things that wear down a body? Ochel, ochel mu'umid, eveluhein, these are they. Ochel mu'umid, a person eats standing. Vishasa mu'umid, drinks standing. Vishimesh mitasa mu'umid, and has relations when standing. Chamisha Krovin Lemisa Yoser Minachaim. Continuing the Gemara, there are five things that bring a person closer to death than to life. Veiluhein, and these are they. Achal Va'amad, Shasa Va'amad, eating standing, drinking standing. Hekiz Dam Va'amad, bloodletting standing. Yashan Va'amad, sleeping when he stands. Shimesh Mitaso Va'amad. Shisha ha'isa oisan miyad meis. There are six things that immediately cause death. Ve'eluhein. Hababa derech v'nisya geya. A person who is traveling and is worn out. Hikiz dam. Then he lets blood. V'nichnas l'merchatz. Then goes into a bathhouse. V'shasa. Drinks v'nishtaker. V'yoshna gabe karka. V'shimesh mitaso. That individual who then sleeps on the ground and then has relations will die. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vusha Sa Kisidra. Rabbi Yochanan says that particular order. It would sound like, from Rabbi Yochanan's comment, that this is not something simply biological, but it's as much a spiritual thing or some type of negative shade. Amar Abaye, Kisidra Meish Lo Kisidran Cholish. Abaye says that Kisidra will cause the person to die, Shlo Kisidra will weaken the person. Exgemara Aini, is that really so? Vaha Mu'uras of the Leila Avda Tlasa Mini Umes. But there was a woman, Mu'uras, who did three out of these six things and died. Hahu Kachushava. You have to say that this person was sick. Now, Mu'uras didn't do it herself. Of the Leila Avda, she did it to her servant. In other words, she insisted her servant did it, and the servant was sick. And the servant died. Shmaina, there are eight things. Ruban, Kashem, Yutin, Yafa. They are generally, they're harmful if you do them in abundance, but if you do them a little, then it's helpful. Healthy. Ve'elu eight, and these are they. Derech, v'derech eretz. Travel and Derech Eretz here means conjugal relations between husband and wife. Osher umalacha, wealth and work. Yayin v'shena. So it's good to do all these things a little and not a lot. Chamin v'akazestam, hot water and letting blood. Rashi explains, Dibar Maskel Osher, a little bit of it is good, having a little bit of money is good. However, a lot of it causes Bitul Torah and because causes someone to be a Baal Gaiva. Another list. Shmone Mematim Es Hazera. There are 8 things that cause there to be less semen and less ability to have children. Veiluhein. Hamelach Salt. Varav. Hunger. Vahanetek. And a nesek is a form of tsaras. Vehakozas, bichia, crying, v'sheina agabe karka, and sleeping on the ground. Vigadgonios, something called in English coriander. Vikishus shelobizvana, and eating hops before they're in their season. Hops being, of course, a form of wheat. Vakozastam lemata kiflaim, and bloodletting below. We'll explain shortly what lemata means at bloodletting is doubly worse. Tana, last line in Ayin Amenal. Kishem shekosh lemata kiflaim kach yofa lemata kiflaim. If it's done below, then it's doubly bad. If it's done below, then it's doubly good. Amar Rapapa lemata. Rapapa taught lemata. What does it mean lemata? Lemata min abeitzim. Below the testicles, from the legs, then that would be doubly bad. Lemala, lemala min abeitzim. Vikshus shelo bezman. This that we learned about the hops, not its regular time. Tana, we learned, kishem shekosha shelo bezman. Just like it's bad for a person in its wrong time. Kach yofa bimizmana. But the hops would be good for a person in its right time. Amar Papa. Zmana, what is the right time? Tammuz, in the summertime. Shalob is mana, teves, during the wintertime. Yom nisim, yom etishre, lo malav lo kashu. It will be neither good for him, nor bad for him. After this long agadata, we now return to the sugya of gittin, of someone who instructs a shliach to give a get to his wife, and then he gets sick with kordaikos, that we've discussed already in detail. Amar, kisvu get lishti. He says, you write a get for my wife. Va'achsu kurdaikis. And the husband gets sick. And he's not intelligible. V'chazar va'amar. And then he returns and he says, al tichtavu. Don't write it. Ein dvara va'achronim klum. That we don't listen to him on the second statement because he wasn't a bar das. Now we have a very important machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in terms of how to define the Mishnah. Clearly, we discount his second statement. But now the question becomes whether the get could be administered, could be given, when this fellow has kordaikis. Clearly, his statement not to give it when he has kordaikis is ignored as described in the Mishnah. But do we wait for him to get better? Reish Lakish says no. Rabbi Yechanan says yes. Amram Shim Ben Lakish, Kaisvim Vinesin Get La'alter, the get is given immediately. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, In Kaisvim Ela Kishi Yishtafe. We wait for him to become healthy. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Reish Lakish, what's Reish Lakish's rationale? Diktani, as we learned, Ein Bedvar V'achronim Klum. We ignore his second statement, and everything proceeds as regular. When he was a bar hachi, when he was a bar das, he offered a clear, intelligible request to have a get given on his behalf. So it's done. Rabbi Yechon will say, "Ein b'dvar v'achrenim klum." When the Mishnah says we ignore his later words, "D'chi mitzatzil lo tzarech lemihadu." When he gets better, when he's saved, interesting lashon, kordaikis almost seems to be something a person needs to be saved from, and that might get involved with the fact that kordaikis we had mentioned earlier, is he was smitten possibly by a shade, so we got to save him from a shade, so then in such a case, we don't need to get another instruction from him
to give a get. Once he's healthy, it could be given. But when he's sick, it can't be given. Obviously, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is a very deep conceptual one. Can the get be given on behalf of someone who presently is not a bar das, even though when he instructed, he was? And the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is you got to wait till he becomes healthy. The Gemara alludes to what we said before. Reish Lakish medame leili yashan. Reish Lakish compares someone who has kordaikis to someone who's sleeping. Rabbi Yochanan medame leili shota. Rabbi Yochanan says he's like a shota, and if someone is a shota, you can't give a get on his behalf. That's a very tragic situation that still exists to this day. What happens if a woman is married to a man who halachically is not a bar das, who's a shota? Then according to everybody, they're stuck. What's in the Kudas HaMachlokas, whether Kordaikis is like a shota or someone who's sleeping? If someone is sleeping, of course the get could still be given. Rabbi Yochanan nami l'dami l'yashon. Why did Rabbi Yochanan equate it to someone who is a shota? Says Gemara, yashon lo mechusar maisa. Yashon is not missing in terms of a maisa. Nothing needs to be done to get him to be a state of baradas. All he needs to do is open his eyes. That's not considered a maisa. When it comes to kordaikis, hi, mechusar maisa. He needs a whole therapeutic process that we had in the Gemara on the beginning of our parak, on Daf Samach Zayin, to get him healed. For Reish Lakish, nami dami l'shoite, why is Reish Lakish not look at the fellow kordaikis as a shota? Says the Gemara, shota lo samei biyadin. Hi, samei biyadin. A shota doesn't have medication. That would be very interesting. What happens if today there's psychological medication that can change his status? This guy has medication. What's that? Like we learned in the beginning of the parak, bisra sumka, aguma v'chamrei marka. Red meat and wine that has been watered down. And also we learned the difference between fat meat and lean meat. Here we're talking about lean meat. Says the Gemara, miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Do Rabbi Yochanan say that the halach is that you can't have the get given while he has kordaikis, because he has a din shotev amr, Rabbi Yehuda amr Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda taught in the name of Shul Shachap Boishnaim, someone was murdered, that the majority of both their trachea and the windpipe were called O Rov Shnaim, Virimes, but he signs with his hand, V'amr kisu get liishti, hare elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. Then a get could still be given. V'tanya, we learned in Ebraisa, Royu Meguad, Otsoluv, Alat Sliva, someone was slashed, his body, the majority of it was slashed. Virimes, V'amr kisu get liishti, hare elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. So we see that those guys are still considered a bardas to give a get. Says the Gemara, that's not a kasha at all. The reason why you can give a get over there is hachiash, the hasam dait that silusahu. These are people whose mind is clear, but they're dying. Vikichusha sahuda schilabe. And their body is becoming weak. Hacha daita shigishta. He hears by kurdaikis, the person is possessed by a demon, he's entirely crazy. Says the Gemara, Uniyama Shmuel hachi. But did Shmuel actually give this psak? That if the majority of his throat is slit, that he's considered alive to instruct a get to be given. If there was someone who the majority of the trachea and windpipe was cut, so then if he escaped, someone could say, I saw that the majority was cut, and his wife could remarry. And if you say, no, we consider him still alive, how could you testify that he's dead? Amri, says the Gemara, simple teretz, chayhu, he's alive. And if he instructs a get to be given to his wife, he's considered daita tzlula, his mind is clear, despite, obviously, the tremendous trauma that he's under. V'sof olamos, and he's going to die. But now he's considered a bar das. If that would be so, that the halach is that he's still considered chai, what happens if somebody kills someone b'shogeg by slitting b'shogeg, rov shnayim, the majority of the trachea and esophagus? We just said self alamos. Alamatanya shachabo shnayim rov shnayim hareze eina gola. He doesn't go to Golis. Why not? So for Lomus. And therefore, if he's going to die, he should be chayv to go to Golis. As Gemara, Itmar Lom Rabbi Yishiya, Chayshin Shem HaRuach Bil Belaso. We're concerned that the wind will cause him to die. In other words, the wind itself can be detrimental. Inami, or else, Hu Kirev Es Misaso. The person himself, who the victim, can bring his death closer, and the reason for that is by when he writhes in pain, he could actually be hurting himself and not helping himself. This is the assumption as well, la halacha, but we have two different reasons. My benai, what's an afkamina between these two different reasons? Ika benai, deshachte bebesa deshisho pirchas. If he was killed in a house that doesn't have any wind, because it's made out of marble. So then, if you say the second svar of Kirib Misaso, then that's a reason that someone who did it Bishogeg, even in a marble house, is going to be Potter. However, if the reason is the wind, here there's no wind, and therefore the one who did that Bishogeg will have to go to Golis. Inami deshachte bibara velo pirichs. Or he did it in an instance where it was outside the house, but the victim did not move in pain, and then it was clear that it was the one who cut the throat who was the one who killed him entirely, and then the murderer would have to go to Golis. So today's Daf Ayin, we continued with the phenomenon of Refua and those things that are helpful for a person and those things that are dangerous for a person. Also, the Gemara told us about a person not standing when he eats, etc., etc., and things that cause a person to become weak, both emotionally and physically weak. That was Ayin Amud Aleph. Then we have an important machlokis on Ayin Amud Beis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. When the Mishnah says that someone who's Ochzol Kurdaikus, who had originally, when he was healthy, instructed to have a get given to his wife, and when he rejects it and says he doesn't want to buy Kurdaikus, the Mishnah says we ignore him. Do we have to wait for him to become healthy or not? That's a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in regards to whether the get is given when he has Kurdaikus. Rabbi Yochanan says the get is not given because he has a din shota, and a get cannot be given for someone who has a din shota, while Rish Lakish views Kurdaikus as someone who is sleeping. The Gemara then discussed that someone who is sofolomos can even instruct a get to be given to his wife. In case of a person whose throat is slit, he can instruct to give a get to his wife because he's considered daitoi tsalul. And the Gemara differentiates between that halacha and the halacha that says that someone who has his throat slit, we can be assured that he's going to die. And a third halacha that says that if someone slits someone's throat b'shogeg, he will not go to Golis. Those are all conclusions, la halacha. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin in Maseches Gittin.